Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Declaration of Independence and America's other founding documents are in the care of the National Archives and Records Administration, but our nation's founding documents are only just the very tip of a very large iceberg of archive documents and other records. Joining us today for Images of the Past, we have Heidi Holstrom, a motion picture preservation specialist at the National Archives, where she works in the Motion Picture Preservation Lab. She also happens to be a native of Vermilion, South Dakota. And Ben Peterson, the National Archives Digital Partnerships and Outreach Director. His team runs the Archives Citizen Archivist Program. It's a volunteer crowdsourcing program that helps empower the public to tag, transcribe, and comment on digitized historic records in the National Archives catalog. Heidi Holstrom, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ben Peterson, welcome as well.
Yes, thank you. Much appreciated.
So Heidi, very quickly, we have to know, how do you end up starting in Vermilion and end up at the National Archives? Is there a spark from your early days in South Dakota that caused an interest that brought you to where you are today?
Well, my dad was the pastor of Vermilion First Baptist Church back in the late 70s and the early 80s, so I was born there, as was my sister. But I was pretty young when we moved away, but we still have that connection to Vermilion and South Dakota,
nice.
And I like going back to visit. So I've lived all over the country now and did a master's degree in history and archives and records management, and that's what led me to the National Archives.
Fascinating. Tell me a little bit about being a motion picture preservation specialist and just, you know, what's new in these new digitized movies that people have access to that we didn't before.
Well, I feel very lucky to have the job that I have. I've studied motion picture films for a long time, and for the past 11 years, I've been able to work with them hands-on, and it's really exciting to work at the National Archives, because we're working on all different types of records that were created by all different federal agencies, collected by the federal agencies, and you never really know what exactly you're going to work on each day. You come in, you open up a can of film, and sometimes you just find something incredible. And that's what happened with this 306 LSS library stock shot collection.
All right, tell us a little bit more about that. Take us to that moment.
Well, all of us in the Motion Picture Preservation Lab, we take turns digitizing films for reference. So we have researchers that come into the research room of the National Archives in College Park, and they request copies of films that we might only have a single film copy, and of course we can't hand that to a researcher for them to watch. So we make a digital copy that's available in the research room. And we noticed that there were a lot of requests for this one series, 306 LSS, and we also noticed that it was amazing footage. It was gorgeous, definitely shot by a very skilled person or people, and we later coordinated with the researchers in the research room to figure out that they were systematically requesting this because they had thought it was interesting, and just the more that we digitized, the more that we found. We found outtakes from other films that we know are in our collection. We found outtakes from an unfinished Terry Lawrence production, and he was the man who did some of the New Deal documentaries that are really famous for being so beautiful.
All right. Ben Peterson, we'll get back to Heidi in a minute, but tell me a little bit about the Citizen Archivist program, how people can participate.
Right. So the Citizen Archivist program, how we like to describe the activity or the impact is that it helps unlock history. And the program is an opportunity for volunteers around the country to come into our catalog and enhance our records in terms of accessibility and discoverability, or the ability to discover those records via search engines and whatnot. And there are three main activities for doing this. One is transcribing records, another is tagging records, and the third is commenting on records. And to kind of tie this a little bit back to what Heidi was discussing, those library stock images or moving pictures that they digitized, they pulled together a project to actually tag them to enhance the accessibility and discoverability of those records.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about the Hymn of Nations. We have a little audio clip here. But first, Heidi, set up what exactly this music is. This hymn, what Hymn of Nations is, more specifically.
Okay. Hymn of Nations was a musical piece that was first written by Giuseppe Verdi. And Arturo Toscanini did an adaptation of that during World War II to bring in the national anthems of the Allied nations. And he was working with the NBC Symphony Orchestra and the Westminster Choir, along with soloist John Pierce, who's a tenor. And this was a radio broadcast. It was then also made into a film for the Office of War Information, and it would have been distributed around the world to our allies. So they would have something to support the war effort from the front of the arts.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of Hymn of the Nations from 1944. So you can go to sdpb.org to the website. You can SDPB's Brian Gevick has put together a blog post for Images of the Past, like he always does, where you can click right to the full film, and you can find a YouTube video tutorial on how to be, you know, a citizen archivist. So fascinating. Now, Heidi, I just wanted to let listeners know that. What were you going to add?
Thank you for putting that up on your website. I was going to say that I originally had scanned Hymn of the Nations a year or two prior to doing the 306 LSS project, and I was amazed to discover that the 306 LSS had the outtakes from that film in it, and I was able to recognize it because I had watched it as I was scanning it earlier. So we make those connections all the time.
Yeah, I watched some of it, and the thing that I thought was just really dynamic, other than just how fascinating it is to be in that moment. But, you know, all the engineers, everybody who's, you know, sitting in the background with headphones on, making the broadcast go out, all wearing suits and ties. all the women are in pumps and long skirts and sweaters, and it is dress up at, it's definitely a different time in America. There's a lot happening there. So Ben, I also watched the YouTube video kind of helping people get started in doing this, and what kind of skill set, interest level, because you can kind of follow, you can follow the things that you are interested in to be of the most use and really have the most, you know, experience for yourself too, the most rewarding experience. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The qualifications for doing this are start with an interest in history for sure. And then having a computer with internet access and email to sign into our catalog system to actually do the work is the next step. And yeah, we have opportunities for all skill levels, beginner, intermediate and advanced, and we have a wide variety of subjects of citizen archivist missions that we pull together. For example, right now you can transcribe treaties with tribal American, Native American tribal nations, or military submarine patrol reports. We have a mission of pull together of records related to African American history, and also military award citations. So there's a wide variety of material to transcribe at a wide variety of levels. One thing that's interesting is we are finding that younger people are not being taught how to read and write cursive in school. So we're finding that the ability to read cursive is turning into a limited resource. And so we really encourage people who have that ability to sign up and contribute to transcription.
Right. Those ratified treaties with indigenous tribes are handwritten. And I think that's important for people to know. Yeah, that's what you're looking at there.
That is some of the more advanced transcription that you can engage in, for sure. They are 19th century handwritten documents.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds obvious, but it's, you know, some people might need that connection made. How do you ensure accuracy, Ben?
Well, we follow a model similar to Wikipedia. So we never declare transcriptions closed, and then citizen archivists have the ability to successively improve on transcriptions if they discover any kind of mistakes with them.
Yeah, this is not automated. This is largely a human endeavor still. How come?
There is a technology called optical character recognition, with OCR for short. It has the ability to recognize characters that are typewritten, and we have quite a few records that are typewritten, but often the accuracy is just not as good as manual transcription, even with advances in technology. So we highly value these manually transcribed documents. They generally hit a very high level of accuracy and really improve the accessibility and discoverability of our records.
Yeah, a Native American photo tagging mission. I thought that one was particularly interesting, and perhaps people in our listening area would be interested in that too, Ben.
Right. So there's a series of photographs from the Bureau of Indian Affairs that has been digitized, and we are asking citizen archivists to go in and provide tags, which are descriptors, keywords or labels or terms of what you see in the photograph. Which we are subsequently using in another product called our BIA photo finding aid.
Yeah. All right, Heidi, that goes back to what you were saying about just making these connections. And once you've seen, you know, one thing, and all of a sudden you recall it and make that connection with something else. That sort of experience on some level is available to even the beginning enthusiast in some way, if you give a little patience and a little effort, right?
Yes, absolutely. We undertook our project to do the transcription and tagging of this motion picture material, and all of us in the Motion Picture Preservation Lab and the Motion Picture Sound and Video Branch, we have our own backgrounds that inform what we are able to recognize and identify. And the more people we bring in to do that work, the more people, places, things are going to be identified in those films.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in because I want to make sure to tell people, once again, go to sdpb.org, look for today's Images of the Past post, and you can find links to the National Archives, to the Citizen Archivist Program. You can find a link to find Hymn of Nations, and you know, so much more. It is just a wonderful, delightful way to spend some time. And Heidi Holmstrom and Ben Peterson, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.